Welcome to The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, with Colette Marie Steffen, inspiring shift on Transformation Talk Radio, gracing the airways every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific since 2013. And we're live on Facebook, providing nuggets of wisdom, tales from the vector, and energetic upgrades to lift you, shift you, and empower you to ride the wave of infinite potential. Do you have a problem? It is never what you think it is. Logical questions require creative solutions. Colette is a leading expert in the field of quantum energetic transformation. Learn to identify the usual energetic suspects and major accomplices to unveil another layer preventing you from living your authentic desires. You are a blank canvas. May as well paint a rainbow. We'd love to hear from you. Call 1-800-930-2819.
Good morning. This is Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Good morning, all. I wanted to mention that if you want to call in and receive an energetic upgrade, you're more than welcome to. You call in 1-800-930-2819, or if you just need someone to talk to, it's like I'm on Pacific time, so it's 8 o'clock a.m., but I've been up since like 3 in the morning, and I've already done 3 consultations. So I want to, you know, like my site is working properly now, and you can book consultations. If you sign up for my newsletter, then you have access to the 15-minute get your shift together. And just as a nudge, wink, wink, hint, hint, if I have more time than 15 minutes, I do take it with people because I understand right now here in Canada. I already had three consultations this morning because people are so sad, just sad, and they don't know why. Like, they do know why. They're just so defeated. Like, it's kind of like what happens is if people are feeling a lot of pressure. And so I'm going to talk about this because this happened this morning already. I've done three personal consultations with people who are just feeling like so, like they just couldn't really, they were having trouble getting ready for work and stuff, you know? So we just want to energetically like tune into that and what's that about. And so I did with them this morning, and I'm just getting that. Here in Canada, there's a lot of grief. There's just a lot of sadness for what's going on here in our country. You can look it up. I don't want to talk about it on the show here because people are coming here for respite. And my goal is just to keep everybody like just. You know, I had the most a couple days ago. I had a consultation and. One of this woman's 8-year-old wanted to talk to me. And this child just said it so clearly. She said, you know, Colette, do you mean like if you talk to people and say you get in an argument at the school or whatever, that you have to be very careful because you don't know why that person is acting the way they are. Like, you don't know what happened to them, and quite often they just need for you to be kind and hear them. And I was like, wow, that's really profound for an 8-year-old to recognize that sometimes people just need to be heard. They just need to be heard. And so quite often in energy work, because the actual energetic shift happens in a split second or less, if you get too caught up in the story, then you can be pulled off course and be listening to the story to see how it ends, you know? And when you're doing energy work, a lot of energy practitioners prefer, don't share with me the story, but I find that if people are allowed to share their story and instead of per se, like, listening to it, like, you're listening, but it's kind of like also your feeling, so that you can feel when their energy drops with what words they're saying. Because many of us are taught to believe in ourselves. And I say don't, because most of us, almost everybody I've ever met, has a lot or some or a few limiting beliefs about what they are capable of doing. And quite often, that limiting belief that they believe in themselves will stop them from doing something new or saying how they feel or taking that extra step to move forward in life to have a good career, all of that. So we just want to strengthen that for everyone, is just to recognize that we can all learn how to feel. And that's what my baby steps introductory courses. And as I said, here I am in a place where I'm really letting go of the last of this, and I feel really good, but I'm at the same time taking a lot of Epsom salt baths, and that's like just really like, well, it's kind of nice. I'm enjoying them. I've got lavender and citrus and vanilla. And it's, you know, I mean, it's not like torture or anything, but it just doesn't inspire a person to be really productive when you're doing that 4 to 6 times a day. And that's what I'm doing, because I want to release the last of this and let it go and be 100% healthy. And so the swelling in my knees and in my elbows is finally like almost gone. And I'm like, so I know. And my left ear is draining, which was the original site. So I'm like, oh, I know I'm close. And it's right when people are at that point where they're that close to feeling better when they're sick, or to maybe digging themselves out of a hole and they feel like they were going ahead, and then all of a sudden things go backwards again. Like I find that for myself right now, I was advised, you know, about a week ago just to, you know, chill out and lay around. And now it's okay if I move around, but I need to not get emotionally invested in anything really right now, because I'm focused on making sure that my body is functioning at a high level. And so I'm going through a lot of protocols every day on my body. I'm learning so much from it. And I'm also really excited about all the information. I mean, it hasn't been much fun, and that's what I want for people to realize, that a lot of people, the people I talk to from all around the world, like, want peace. The vast majority of people are good-hearted people, and they want peace. They just want some peace right now, especially, because everybody's been through so much. And if you're hearing that loud noise in the background, my printer just decided to work, so that's good. It hasn't worked for 3 days. So, but it's making a lot of noise here. So, stop, printer, already. I've been trying to get it to work for 3 days, and now it's like it's doing so right here beside me on the show here. So, there it goes again. Yay, it's going to work after this, though. So that's what I mean. Like, I was kind of irritated and frustrated because I couldn't get my printer working yesterday still, and now it's working. So, you know, it's kind of at an inconvenient time. I wasn't expecting my printer to go off like this at this moment, but I'm very, very happy the printer's working. And so I want to send that big thank you to the universe, and I want to be strong to feeling that way. Oh, something did go right. You know, things, because what I'm hearing from a lot of people, everything's going wrong, everything, and they're like that. And when you're in a state where everything is going wrong, that means that you're not neutral, for sure. And because, yes, there's lots going wrong and there's lots going right. And, you know, only really God knows divine timing, really. Like, you know, if you are in a strong place within yourself and you get yourself like in alignment with working towards a strong future, and you see that strong future and you see that strong future for your children and your children's children, that's where we want to be. We want to be focused on how wonderful it's all going to be when this is over. And that doesn't mean, though, that we can renege on our responsibility as adults here, and I mean adults with all of us behaving. We need to do our best right now to have very strong, purposeful communication. And it's, even if it can't be between like officials and actual people at this time, so be it. But between people themselves, keep in mind that, you know, we can all have different opinions and still remain friends or family. And that's what, you know, that's what a democracy is about, is being able to get along with people that have different values or voice different, express other opinions other than your own. So when it gets into opinions that are hateful, then yeah, like it's that's not a good thing. Having said that, it was shared with me, like in ceremony, that the opposite of love is not hate. The opposite of love is lack of respect. So love and hate are almost the exact same emotion. You know, fiery. You can tell that if you've ever been like totally in love and then, you know, you break up and you can't stand each other. This is like, that's like it's not uncommon for that to happen with people, because the emotion of love and hate is actually the same emotion attached with a different perception to it. But when you start having a lack of respect for someone, like treating someone as if undervaluing someone, that lack of respect of treating an individual as a valuable person, equal in value to any other person. Every person is valuable. We're all unique. We all have special gifts that we bring. And, you know, none of us are perfect. None of us. I don't care if you think you're perfect or if you think you know it all. You probably don't know it all yet, you know, and the more that you learn, the more you realize how little you know. So it's, you know, it's powerful to allow yourself to be in that state of openness, of an open heart right now. And, you know, it's been very interesting. I've had, we're going to have a short break here in a minute, but I just want to finish this up, and then we'll talk about karma when I come back. The redemption, the justice card in the tarot. And but before that, I just want to say that we all have the power here to hold space for an open heart, like to not to be vulnerable, but to open our hearts up as a whole here around the world to creative solutions that could bring, you know, wonderful miracles to this planet at this time. And so a lot of people kind of sometimes get annoyed with me because I, even in the most challenging times in ceremony, I would say, oh, it's just beautiful. Because I was taught that if you're in a challenging position and it's just taking everything from you and you just like, oh my God, you just don't think you, like, I just can't do another minute. I can't. And you're like, but you want to, like, you're, you know, you're doing your best to get to the finish line. Like if you're running a race or whatever, if you know, your mind can play tricks on you and say, like, it's not worth it, it's, you know, like, that you're not good enough, you don't deserve that, you don't deserve to make it to the finish line, you don't deserve to be treated with respect, whatever. And so we want to just really, like, get everybody in that place where they recognize that many people right now are emotionally vulnerable. And, you know, we can either take advantage of that or we can, like, yeah, we can take advantage of that. We can take advantage of that to strengthen everybody else around us. Like, if at least one person, like, if you have total chaos around you and at least one person can remain calm and say, you know, there's the exit, you know, the firemen are coming, we've called 911, it's okay, you don't need to call. Reassure people, tell them, you know, good instructions when you're, you know, like, get down, cover your mouth, whatever, you know, instructions you get in an emergency, say there's a fire, it's the same thing. If you have someone that's remaining calm and they know what to do and they can just be like, really, like, it's okay, I've got this, then it helps calm down the people around. And so as each individual, first we have to calm ourselves, and then we can calm people around us. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio, and I'm here for you if you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819. I didn't get around to sharing this off my site on my private personal Facebook page, which a lot of you watch, but you can listen to this later, and you can find this in the newsletter if you're no longer watching Facebook or participating in, not watching, but participating in Facebook. We'll be right back after this short break.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit martinetemmons.com and make your appointment today.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Are you wondering who you are meant to be in this ever-changing world right now? Kelly Kay is a certified new paradigm multidimensional transformation energy healer, ready to assist you in this transformative process of expanding your consciousness. She helps you transmute your wounds and traumas into healing, growth, and wisdom, resulting in self-empowerment and freedom from fear. Visit enlightenedmedicine.com to learn more.
Melissa Johnson is a certified life coach, author, speaker, and creator of WOW Ministries, Worship Over Worry, designed to give you the tools needed to live a life of purpose. You have a choice daily to worry about your life and give up the fight, or decide to worship God through your pain and triumph victoriously. Melissa Johnson offers a variety of books, curriculums, and programs to guide you through a self-discovery journey.
Book your consultation with Melissa Johnson today at WOWMinistriesLLC.com.
Good Good morning. This is Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And we're talking about, well, I was energetically shifting the situation here, most like right here. Oh, no, it's all around the world, but it's like really prominent here right now. As I said, I already did, I don't normally do consultations on Wednesdays, just so everyone knows, but because of the people not being able to book consultations in the last couple of weeks, then I opened it up, but I'm closed after this show. You'll have to wait till tomorrow. So we have a couple callers here, and I really want to take the callers. But I just want to say a little bit about this karma thing, because I've explained it in some ways, and I never really got it that much. But I really, since I've had all this happening with me in the last, what's been going on in the last year almost now, I really understand it kind of a little bit different now, or can add to it. Maybe that'll gain some clarity for people. I have a lot of people just wondering, like, why does bad things happen to good people? And, you know, so when I say that karma is neither good or bad, it's actually the result of actions taken. And so, like, the unfairness around karma is, like, you know, basically we come to this planet to clear it, but we forget who we have karma with and what it is. So, you know, it's a crapshoot. But so the more that we get in touch with ourselves, the more likely we are to run into some of our soulmates. And a lot of people think, oh, you know, when they hear about soulmates, they think, oh, it's just one person or whatever. No, we have lots of soulmates. And some of them are soulmates that when we hang out with them, everything in our life is fun and enjoyable. And then we have some soulmates that might be our frenemies, and they might be like, you know, people we don't even like or whatever. And those can still be soulmates. And then it could be romantic. It can be a lot of things. So really, it's just like, and people usually know, because like when I used to have my seminars, I would tell people, like, if there's someone in the room here right now that you just don't want to have to, like, you're hoping to God you don't have to work with this weekend, get it over with, you've just got karma with them. Like, you, the people that you have karma with stand out. So the karma is, like, when I say it's not good or bad, because a lot of people have said to me, yes, okay, getting a parasite and for 10 months being locked up at home has not been that much fun. And I wouldn't say that on anyone's, that was a choice I made, though, also, because I'm being responsible and staying home. You know, it's just the way, like, I was fine. I have a much happier house right now. It's way cleaner, and the yard looks amazing, and I just got my seeds. Like, I'm going to start my seedlings for my garden. And so I can keep myself busy, and that's kind of what, like, you, it's not about turning a negative into a positive, but it's about looking around, okay, well, what can I do to make my life better? And for me personally, when I get into the garden, I get grounded. I was out there, I was working with a client this morning, and they're closer, like halfway to Vancouver here, and saying, like, oh my God, it's so cold here. It's like -8. And I'm like, man, I was just out in my sundress with my jean jacket on for half an hour in my sandals, cleaning up the front, like sweeping outside, because it woke me up. And I was out there for half an hour, and it's -13 here. But that's from living in Saskatchewan. So see, right there, my perception is, like, that's not that cold. And for someone who hasn't been in that kind of cold, it's like, oh my God, this is really, really cold. And so we want to keep that in mind, like with all of us. With the karma, what a lot of people feel is like they all is like bad things happen to good people. No, what happened is, like, I didn't pick up this parasite because something bad happened or through bad. It was it's destiny. Like, it's just, of course it would happen to me. So it's from you know, like it's not something I really want to get into right now, but I don't have any, I mean, I haven't enjoyed the experience. I'm not saying that, and I don't recommend it. But what I am saying is that inward journey within myself and working on these things is that I understand, like, nobody can change your destiny, like take what God gave you, God-given or universal-given source energy, however that is for you, that all the ingredients that went into the beautiful soup of you is like will never be duplicated again. So you have to recognize that for every person, for each person as an individual, they're going to have a different path possibly, right? And so their soul's journeys may be very different from yours. And so someone might have a really, 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 what you think is a very, very easy life right now compared to you, but you don't know what they went through in another one, right? And so this is important. This is important right now that it's challenging. It is, because so many people are triggered. So just to know, karma is not about punishment. It's just like that you go, like I went to Peru and unfortunately I picked this up and there's other people that it's happened to. So, you know, it happens. Now I can look at that as like a really, really, really negative thing, which I have. And then I can look at it and say, okay, what can I do today to make my life better? And that's where my focus has been. And because I just love doing what I do as work, like it's not work to me. So for the first time in a very long time, I've taken the time to really, really energetically tune into myself with no interruption, not looking after other people, not even be able for 74 days there to get on the internet. And I have a lot of appreciation for that experience. And that's what I'm saying. So I'm not saying that, like, you know, that you should just accept if you're feeling like in a crappy situation. No, what I'm saying is to recognize that when you choose to forgive, and then we'll get to the callers, but when you choose to forgive, you are actually forgiving yourself for allowing yourself maybe to be taken advantage of, or for giving your power away, or for being, you know, a shift head to someone that didn't deserve it, all of these things. So we want to just strengthen this for everybody, just recognizing, you know, that we're all going to make mistakes and we're all going to be in this place, but we can choose whether or not we're going to be kind. And we can choose whether or not we're going to take responsibility for our own lives. And so this is a great time to do it, because we're all being triggered in so many ways. But nobody can steal your destiny. They can slow you down. They can, you know, put blocks in your way. But that's what energy work is for, is to clear those blocks. And those blocks were put in your way so that you would be able to grow as a person. And you could take, you know, so, you know, we just want to look at it from that perspective that I would say, like, if you make a really bad mistake, or someone makes a bad mistake, it's just a mistake. And it's really only like a negative thing if the person doesn't learn from it, really. Then it was kind of a waste of the time of everybody, right? But people who don't make mistakes generally don't try new things, and then they don't have to fail. So that's what I wanted. So karma is just, it's cause and effect. And so we're just going to strengthen that, you know, karma, event. And a lot of times, this is the other thing, for those people who have been taught that God is this guy in the sky with a cane that's going to whack you over the head if you make a mistake or do the wrong thing, it's more like a lot of people will say, well, how come it takes so long for karma to hit some people then? And the reason is because the universe is mostly about love. And so it's just like if you were a parent or you created a project or a business or whatever, and you nurtured it, you don't want it to fail. You want it to succeed. It's as simple as that. So that's what I have to say about karma for today. And Jessica we'll take the first caller here.
All right, perfect. We have Morgan from Ontario. Morgan, you are on with Colette Marie Steffen.
Hi.
Hello there. How is it in how is it in your neck of the woods?
cold for sure.
Is it? What's the temperature there? What's the temperature there?
I think it's like minus 16.
Yeah, okay, you win.
Cold.
I found that when it's cold in Ottawa, it's cold. You know what I mean? Like, it's really cold. So what can we do for you today? What would you like to talk about? What would you like here?
Well, it's interesting because a lot of what you were talking about really was in alignment with what I wanted to ask you about. I just wanted to ask you about how do you, trust that things are going to work out and keep the faith when things are kind of all over the place?
Okay. This is a very good question. So this is a perfect question. This is what a lot of people are asking, okay? And I've been through this one, like through the ringer on this one, trust me. So about 6 months ago, 4 months ago, I was sitting in this energy of how do we trust, right? And so I just want to ask you on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being like hair on fire, I press the panic button, I'm freaking out, and 0 being like, nah, I got this one, I'm neutral. Where are you?
I would say 8.
8, okay. So when you get in
maybe
touch
higher.
With that 8, right?
Yeah.
It makes you want to cry.
Yeah, for sure.
There's a very deep grief in Canada right now. And so I feel it. My heart is so heavy. Like, I literally watched just like 2 minutes and I saw the Deputy Prime Minister like giggling. And I had to turn it off because my stomach came up. I'm purging as it is. So, actually that's a good way of purging emotions. If it comes up that way, it comes up that way. So a lot of people basically just feel kind of like, what I'm picking up from you is the word hopeless. Does that resonate with you?
Yeah.
Okay, tell me about that. Like, what's the emotion that's coming up for you when you think of the word hopeless?
Anger? Sadness?
Interesting. So the anger is actually a really, a lot of people wouldn't say that. You know, when they say like hopeless, they'll say like despair or whatever. So the anger for you is being lied to, like false hope. And so that's why when people hear the word hope, quite often, people have had an experience of feeling hopeless, and hearing the word hope and having hope. I'm correcting while we're saying this. Having hope and then having that hope dashed, taking 2 steps forward, 1 step back energy. Okay, so we're just going to strengthen everybody to this because I went through this about 4 months ago and I literally was on the ground, curled in the fetal position, just bawling my eyes out, just begging God to please God, I don't want to hate people, please. I don't want to hate people. I see potential in people, and I still see it now. And my heart is heavy because there's like I already had 3 consultations this morning, and it's only 8 o'clock. And these are people that are like just feeling so much despair. And for myself, I can tell you just the thought that, like, okay, I'm using myself for example. I've completed 2 transitions on my Saturn return. I fought so hard to live here. I was shocked at how hard I fought to live. And to see my fellow Canadians labeled as misogynists and racists and white supremacists, to be devalued in this way, it's very hard. Oh, it takes a lot to get me, like, you know, like, it's just challenging right now. So we're just going to strengthen this for you, for everyone, to allow ourselves to feel this emotion, because I can tell you right now that I know my value. I have been working in this country since I was 13 years old. I have paid my taxes every year that I have had. I have never collected unemployment. I have never been a burden to the health system except to give 2 babies to the world. To be called those nasty names, I don't think I need to say any more about the depth of the sorrow. The only time I've ever not filed income tax was when I was too ill to do it in 2020. And part of my illness was just from the total heartbreaking situation I was in. If the government people are the only ones that are getting paid right now, for sure. Try and live off of $2,000 a month. This is what a lot of Canadians have been trying to do. I personally am blessed and was in a more fortunate position, but I took my savings rather than take money from my government. And I used my savings to keep my business going. So, where there's a will, there's a way. And we're just going to strengthen that for everyone. And the way is not going to be from calling people names. That's not going to, you know, sticks and stones may break your bones, but words will never hurt me is a very false statement. So this is what you're upset about, is being, and it doesn't matter whether you're vaccinated or you're not vaccinated. It's just knowing that that's how little you actually mean. Like your life's work and your, you know, dedication to raising, you know, valuable members of society, to having children and doing your best to raise them in a crazy world, and, you know, and working, you know, like in such challenging circumstances, and people reaching out to help each other and empower each other that have less than most people. So we're just going to strengthen this. This is like, nothing is permanent. And, you know, we have to, first and foremost, we're just going to strengthen everybody to go to their midline and recognize that it doesn't matter what other people say. You have value. You're here. God made you. You're here for a reason. And God knows none of us are perfect. So we're just going to strengthen that, and we're not going to get through this by being angry. Really, anger will motivate us to speak up, But what's really going to empower us is extending love and being kind to each other, which is what I saw a lot of when I watched the protest downtown there. Now, I'm sure, like, it was loud, it was obnoxious, whatever. I have no, you know, I'm not, I've done my best if I share anything on social media for it to be both sides. Like, I've shared different things that are happening in the parliament and different things from CBC, and now you can watch Fox News and find out what's happening in Canada. So, you know, there's all sorts of things going on that are just so strange. And so we're just going to, these are, what I'm spouting out right now are, hundreds of people are feeling this. Like, these are the top weaknesses that are coming up. Boom, 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 boom. So we're just going to strengthen this. As Canadians, we've always been known as peacekeepers. And so we're good at keeping peace, generally. And we have, you know, every person, remember, behind every hat someone is wearing or what they need to do, that is a human being underneath that. In there somewhere is a soul that cares and that loves. So let's just strengthen that we can see the inner goodness shine from people, and that we can, you know, be Canadian and pick ourselves up by our bootstraps and just be more determined to be more kind. How are you feeling? What number are you at?
Yeah, it's better. Like even a one.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
that's good. That makes my throat chakra is just like my throat. Just was tightening up because of the fear of now, like people having so much fear of saying anything and then people hating them for it, you know?
Yeah.
So let's just strengthen people to be, like, able to be heard and to be listened to. So that's the 1%, mm-hmm. you know? And when people are at 1%, it just means that there's a little detail that's bothering you. Mm. And so I'm getting energetically is just quit focusing on the problem and let's strengthen the solution. Because all of this is happening for good reason. Amongst all of this, I've never been happier to be alive. I'm like, what's wrong with you, Colette? But I saw the good in people coming out. Do you know what I mean? I saw so much good. So we're just going to strengthen this. Everybody has good in them. Everybody. Just strengthen everybody to focus on a strong, peaceful future. And when we come back after this short break, we will take the next caller. And I want to thank you so much for calling in. I feel like way better myself. So how are you doing now? Are you still at a one? Are you at a one or are you shifting into a zero here?
Yeah, I can feel it's going into a zero.
Good. It's good. Lots of love to you. Yeah.
Thank you.
It must be very challenging for you to be like right there because the energy is intense around that area, right? And so we're just going to strengthen that, everybody. Like, cause when people are under a lot of pressure and you add more pressure, it's a lot more likely people are going to react. So we can all, hey, two geese just flew by my window, no lie. Okay, we're going to take a short break and we'll be right back. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks, Colette.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martine and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit martineemmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martine.
Feeling stuck? Journey into a new exciting reality today. Join Coach Christine Clark as she helps you forge the life you desire through processes that shape, hone, refine, elasticize, and transform you. Go beyond the curve and call in your unique destiny. Tune into the show, Forging a Life, live every fourth Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Christine, visit SunglowTransformation.com.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Alley Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way. Every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
Your own innate brilliance already lives inside of you. Come discover it so you can shine brightly in this world. Join me, your host, Adrienne Cobb, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, during My Wild Magic on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get answers to who you are and where you belong. To learn more about me and the show, visit MyWildMagic.com. Again, that's MyWildMagic.com.
Good morning. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio, and we have a caller we're going to take here. We have about 7 minutes. Here we go.
All right. Yep. Marie from France, you are on with Colette Marie Steffen.
Hello there, beautiful.
Hi, Colette.
How's Paris?
Shall I say it's sunny even though it's gloomy?
It's gloomy, okay. Well, isn't it always there? But it's still beautiful anyway. Not always gloomy, but it's not uncommon for you to have gloomy weather. That's common here in Kelowna also. So what can we do for you?
I don't mind it at all.
No, it's a good day to relax and read a book sometimes if it's gloomy. What can we do for you today?
Well, I don't feel gloomy, at least. Well, in a way, I feel like saying, what can we do for you? Because I sympathize. I'm just, I have deep compassion for what you've been experiencing, both on the physical side and the emotions.
Because you are a Canadian still, aren't you?
Tomorrow.
Yes.
Pardon?
Are you a Canadian citizen still?
Yes,
are you a Canadian?
Well.
Yeah. So, like, what's interesting, we're just going to strengthen this for everybody. Like, what you can do for me is hold space.
Yeah.
And this is what a lot of people have been asking, because when that word hopeless comes up, it's like when people feel like there's nothing they can do. But as an energy practitioner, we can hold space. And what that means is, you know, hold space for things that other people won't tolerate. You know, hold space for people who are scared. You know, if you're not afraid, like I said, if there's chaos around you, then you can get yourself calm. You're doing the whole world a big favor. So I've been telling people just be, you know, get yourself strong. And then just strengthen for the truth to come out. The truth is always good. You know what I mean? The truth, a lot of people just want to be heard. You know what I, like that little 8-year-old, she knew that. She knows what it's like. She said sometimes kids are mean to each other at school, and it's because they maybe didn't get heard at home. So then they, you know, they take it out on their friends, and then they feel bad after. Like, she was so grown up, you know what I mean? To express that. And that's kind of like, so holding space means like being, and I honestly, for myself, there's been some really challenging times. And at the same time, I feel loved. Like I'm connecting with a lot of people right now. I feel loved. Like people are like, you know, like loving me, like sending me, like just sending me an email and saying, I'm sending you a big hug. I was thinking about you today, you know, or I sent you something in the mail to brighten your day, you know. And I find that just so beautiful. And like, I like for myself, because a lot of people feel like, you know, I've been there for them during their most challenging times.
Yes.
And
you
to have that return.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, yeah, and to have it returned, though, right?
Oh.
It's so beautiful. And and I'm really mostly, like, most of the people, like, people that connect with me are generally, like, really, really bright souls, you know what I mean? And sometimes they're going through some real dark stuff. And when people are going through dark stuff, a lot of times they might do dark things. And, like, you can't get away from the karma of doing that. Like, you can't. Nobody can get you away from that. It's like cause and effect. Like, it's like the sun rises and sets. It's like the moon comes out, you know what I mean? And wanes, and then it starts again. It cycles. And so when people are finding themselves in these karmic spaces, then you have to recognize that sometimes just being grateful or appreciative of the situation for what it has to show you, at least it's not about turning a negative into a positive, but it's about like the situation we have now. You can focus all you want on everything negative that's happening, or you can focus on all the beautiful things that people have done, the little things. Because in the end, when even when you're correcting energy, when I get someone to a one, from an eight, like just before this, that one can be the difference between them really feeling better and moving forward, or still sort of feeling pulled back. They're going to be better, but they're not going to be maybe ready to take that step. You know what I mean? So I've been very focused this whole time on just like for people to recognize that now is a beautiful, like it's a perfect time to open your hearts up to who you are and to really ask yourself these questions. Like, there's nothing wrong with asking yourself these hard questions, like where do you stand on things and, you know, how do you feel and why do you feel that way and all of that. And I have seen people, like, what I saw was, like, protesters and police hugging each other and saying a prayer together. This is what I saw. That's what I like, you know, this is, you know, and I'm sure there's moments good and bad, but I'm not actually wanting to focus on the bad. There's enough bad in it. Why focus on the bad in it? Like, I'm looking for the good in it. You know what I'm saying? I want to look for the good in people. I want to look for the good in people. Well,
yeah, I would like to look, but actually I've had my left eye swollen shut essentially for nearly a week. so that's my issue.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Is it itchy?
Has been itchy off and on. Achy and itchy, yeah.
Okay, so the left eye.
I'm getting all the medical care, but I'm kind of like.
I know you. So you've been. You know, did the doctor say it was an infection?
Well, I've got a whole concoction of antibiotics and antihistamines and drop creams and things. So one or another will help.
Okay, so we can. I noticed that you have booked a consultation for tomorrow. So I'll start working on it right now.
Yes.
You've
also
got two
that.
Minutes, and then we'll check in with you tomorrow.
I have plenty. I have plenty of issues. So even if you solve this one, which you probably will,
what's coming up because the radio, I like to use this energy right now for other people, because the left eye on a psychosomatic level is like how you see the world from the woman's point of view. Mm. So when there's an end, quite often, because the eyes and the ovaries and the testicles are very intimately connected. So if there's an issue in the left eye, there could be an egg dropping or something if in your mid-cycle, or there could be a blockage there or something. So if you have pain there, so it just strengthen. And twos, like if because eyes come in twos, anything that you have in twos in your body could be the energetic weakness, right? Direct, like from on a physical level, ovaries, testicles, and eyes are very intimately connected. And also, what's coming up for you is you can squeeze your eyes shut all you want and not look. It's kind of like you just don't want to look from a female point of view. I don't want to look. And you can do that all you want, but it's like putting your, it's coming up that you want to put your head in the sand like an ostrich, but it's not working. Have you noticed? Oh. And so, yeah, I'm actually seeing, and were you feeling before it swelled shut like a gritty feeling?
Yes. About a week before, it's like I had something stuck in my eye. Yeah.
Yeah. So that gritty feeling is life being gritty. That's what's coming up. Like a sultan in the desert with the sand blowing in their face, you know, like that.
Mm-mm.
Okay, that's what I'm seeing. So we're just going to strengthen everybody to the gritty of life and recognize that even though life can get gritty, you know, your attitude is what's going, you can choose to be miserable about gritty. Or you can choose to be adaptable and see what that's like for you. You know, sort of challenge yourself a little bit in those ways. We have to go now. We're at the end of the show. Thank you so much for calling in. All right. And thank you, everyone, for listening now and later. And, you know, everybody stay strong and just hold space. And love always and the truth always prevail. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny. Shift Happens. With Colette Marie Steffen, gracing the airwaves every Wednesdays at 8 a.m. Pacific since 2013. And we're live on Facebook, providing nuggets of wisdom from her book, The Truth Is Funny, and 3-card consultations from Tales of the Vector Oracle. Colette has poured 14 years of energetic upgrades into this deck, and we can all predict what will happen if you continue in your wonton ways. Check out how you can become an official modern-day dragon sayer by visiting thetruthisfunny.com. Energetic upgrades to lift you, shift you, and power you to ride the wave of infinite potential. You are a blank canvas. May as well paint a rainbow. We'd love to hear from you. Call in next week. 1-800-930-2819.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.